Well, the other thing that was amusing was that we had dinner one night at Gregory Peck's house, and there were just four of us, and Gregory Peck and I and Michael all share interest in the medical. I wanted to be a doctor. Greg Peck had studied to be a doctor, and Michael has this curiosity, and there was this sort of, not a cadaver, but it was a sort of a thing that you could put the heart and the lung in places and fit it in, and you could talk about it. There was something in a doctor. So we all sat around over dinner discussing this little thing. What is that? That's a spleen, and that's a liver there.
Oh, yeah. Enjoying your food? Yes.
And dinner arrived, and we all sat down, and then, of course, Michael said, I hope you don't mind, but I brought my own food. So I thought he'd open a little paper bag, and out came. About nine waiters walked in with the most amazing things that you could imagine, that there's nothing in them that would have any artificial, any sugar, any of this, any. And so we sat there having this wonderful dinner that the Pecks had given, and I couldn't help but feel that I needed to eat some of Michael Jackson's food, so I started putting a little on my plate. It was quite good. And then we got to the dessert, and I just heaped this dessert on my plate, and it was just full of rum. I mean, I was getting blind drunk on it.
Is this Gregory Peck's dessert?
No, it was Michael Jackson's dessert. And I said, Michael, I have to tell you that this is not what you think it is. This is a rum, full of rum. I mean, a man could go blind on this stuff. Of course, we found out it was not Michael's. It had been switched by mistake in the kitchen, and it was Gregory Peck. So I'd saved Michael from an evening of drunkenness and rowdiness.
What?